Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hi, everybody. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I was muted. I'm not anymore. I'm back. Here I am. Hi. Welcome to the Thursday evening edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. I will be taking your calls for the next 2 hours. If you want to join me here on the air, we can do this. We have the technology. Just call me, 347-826-7667. It's Thursday night. Hey, only one more day to go for the weekend, kids. Hang in there. I just got back from a great show. I was at a stand-up comedy show tonight, and had a good time down there. Down at the Purple Onion over in North Beach. Cool little venue. I liked it. And the cat that I went and saw, I have a hard time pronouncing his name. So I'm gonna try to do it. Nagayo? I don't know. Nagayo? Balloon. This is how he spells his name. His first name is N-G-A-I-O. Ngayo. I think it's Ngayo. Ngayo Balloon. He's a comic. He's from Sacramento. And he had a stand-up set today in San Francisco. And I went and checked it out. That's fucking hilarious. I would definitely recommend checking him out. Sorry, I'm looking at his Twitter right now. He's drinking in San Francisco now. Good for him. Awesome. He was good. Good show. Definitely should check him out. I'll put his Twitter. This is the dude I'm talking. I went and saw this dude right here do some stand up today. I think it's Ngayo. I don't know how the fuck it's pronounced. I know how my name's pronounced. It's pronounced Vince, as in Vince in the Bay. Call me, 347-826-7667. Yeah, we got a lot of people in the chat room already. Good job, folks. Adrenaline, Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Metal Talk Radio, Sloppy Swarm, Stuart KFC, 34, what the fuck? 3/4 asshole? So you're 3/4 of an asshole. Is that what that means? I'm not sure. That does not necessarily compute with me. But whatever, I'm glad you're here enjoying the show. If you want to call in, 347-826-7667. Uncle Bobby, thank you for joining me. Uncle Bobby, do you follow me and unfollow me on Blog Talk Radio? Uncle Bobby, I need to clarify something. I swear to God, almost on a daily basis, I get... like, anytime somebody follows, for those of you who don't know, if you're a Blog Talk Radio host, anytime somebody follows you on Blog Talk Radio, you get a notice saying, oh, you're getting popular. So-and-so is following your show. I swear to God, Bobby, I get one of those notices saying you're following my show, like, every other day, literally. I don't know if it's just some, like, glitch in the Matrix or if, like... you seriously follow me and unfollow me on Blog Talk Radio like every other day. It's one or the other. I'd love to get to the bottom of this. Do you or do you not follow my show and unfollow my show on BTR on a regular basis? Just curious. I mean, I know BTR is BTR. It gets funky. It gets buggy. It could be sending me, you know, announcements when it shouldn't be. I don't know. Oh boy, I'm just getting a message from the Jew. Yet I had an interesting correspondence with a Jew earlier today. He just randomly emailed me a picture of his toe. I don't know what to make out of that. I'm trying really hard not to think about what that means exactly. What does that mean when some random person that you know through the internet, just a guy, randomly sends me a photo of his toe? But it's not like a close-up of his toe. It was like he shot a picture of the other side of his room, or wherever the fuck he was. But he made it sure that he got his big toe in the frame of the shot. It was weird. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're doing the tiny chat bullshit again. Metal Talk Radio and Cannabis Monk are over there lurking in the darkness. It's actually kind of scary over there, ladies. I might not recommend going over there right now. Okay, so Uncle Bobby says in the chat, I have to keep following you for some reason. Now, you know when... you know what I think it is, Bobby? No, Bobby. I think it's just a weird thing with BTR. Uncle Bobby in the chat room is saying, I have to keep following you for some reason. I never unfollow you, but I do have to click follow on you all the time. Don't know why it unfollows you. I don't know if it necessarily unfollows me. I think when you initially click my show, click and follow my show, it'll say following. You wait for the thing to spin and do its mumbo jumbo, and then it'll say following. You get that confirmation and you see it says following. Now, if you were to close your browser, shut down your computer, go out, have a ham sandwich, masturbate, mow the lawn, come back in, turn back on your computer, and fire it up, and go to BTR, go to my page, it'll probably say that it won't say following. It'll just have the regular follow button again. But I don't think it means you're not following me anymore. You should still be getting the messages. BTR is just retarded that way, I think. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility. But it is weird that maybe you're not meant to follow me, Bobby. Maybe if it keeps unfollowing you, you keep unfollowing me for a reason. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. What else is going on here? I've really, since I moved, I haven't been watching cable anymore. And I think it's actually, I feel like I'm missing out on all the day-to-day, minute-to-minute news. But I still get feedback on Twitter. So, I still feel like I'm connected, but I'm not I used to watch cable news all the time. And I don't watch it anymore. And it's quite liberating. Although I'm kind of out of the loop when it comes to all the latest gossip and snark and different talking points when it comes to these different things. But it seems like the news has been pretty much stagnant the last couple of weeks. It's like, there's another Middle East country that's going up in flames, and the price of oil keeps rising, and Charlie Sheen this and Charlie Sheen that, and Wisconsin this and Wisconsin that. That seems to be the three main things. Middle East, Wisconsin, Charlie Sheen. Middle East, Wisconsin, Charlie Sheen. Middle East, Wisconsin, Charlie Sheen. We're in a collective rut, people. We need some more shit to happen, all right? Not enough shit's going on. Getting tired of this Middle East stuff. So apparently all that Middle East stuff is spreading to Saudi Arabia now. That's lovely. Yeah. Get ready for $200 a barrel oil, kids. And all this stuff, all this stuff pops off on Fridays. If you've been keeping track, all this stuff pops off on Fridays because they have the Friday prayer, and then they go out and raise hell. I don't understand the. I guess the idea is Friday prayer is when everybody congregates and everybody's forced to come out, and so it's the best time to mobilize and organize people, I guess. But yeah, so get ready for some crazy pictures from Saudi Arabia. Shit's already going down, and it's gonna start firing up in there in Saudi Arabia pretty quick here. Gas is already $4 a gallon. Regular gas, $4 a gallon here in the Bay Area. And I would say by summer it's probably going to be $5. You heard it here first. Mark your calendars, kids. Thursday, March 10th, 2011. Vince in the Bay predicts by July 4th, oil will be $200 a barrel. And what was the other thing? Oh, gas. Gas will be $5 a gallon here in the Bay Area. Oh, well, hell, it might even be $6. Who knows? Feels like, what was that, 2007 when it spiked up to $150 a barrel? That's coming. That's right around the corner, kids. Get ready for that. Anywho, it is what it is. Adrenaline. Oh, baby, so glad to have you back with me. I missed you last night, darling. We had a good show last night, though. It was fun. I get these. There's a couple of these guys that call in, and I can't tell if they're trolling me or if they're just having a good time. Or they're probably just both, I guess. I guess trolling is having a good time. But yeah, I've been getting some pretty enthusiastic callers of late. So looking forward to some of them again tonight. I welcome anybody and everybody to call in. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Beach Bum, you've never called in, dude. Have you? Has Beach Bum ever called in? I look at Beach Bum's fat ass on the fucking tiny chat screen every night, and he doesn't talk. He just puts up his little sign saying, "Hey Vince, you got to moderate," or "Hey, you know, fuck you, Jew," you know. But you don't call in. You got no voice, dude. You should call in, Beach Bum. The lines are wide open. I'm all yours. 347-826-7667. And if you don't call in, I'm going to have to blabber on endlessly about whatever comes to mind, and usually that's nothing. So I have to turn to things like I haven't done a Twitter update in a long time. I mean, I talk about Twitter and stuff I've said on Twitter in a long time for a while, but I could go on there and give you the update on what's going on my Twitter feed, because I follow the most amazing people in the universe. If you're not following me on Twitter, you should. Twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Charlie Sheen, what has he done lately? Oh, dude, this guy is like obsessed with these torpedoes. Fastballs and torpedoes. What does he say? Oh, that's right. He was on some thing on funnierdie.com. If you go to the funnierdie.com, what was it? Recipes? Oh, winning recipes with Charlie Sheen. That was pretty good. I'm gonna have to put the link to that in the chat. I can't get enough of the Charlie Sheen stuff. I really can't. I haven't been paying as close attention as I was at first. at first I was just all over it. Beach bum 55. No, beach bum 55. I'm not gay, all right? I joke about being gay. People call into the show and bother me and try to tease me and say I'm gay because I'm from the Bay. I'm in the Bay. But no, I'm not a homosexual. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I don't, no judgments, though. I have no problem with it. Obviously, if I had a problem with homosexuality, I wouldn't be hanging around the Bay Area. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to take a break here. We got to get this party started here. This is just ridiculous. What should I play here? I want to get pumped up. What should we get pumped up with here? Oh, great. Now, I have so many goddamn files on my Blog Talk Radio switchboard. It's ridiculous. Oh, hey, I got a call. Let's take this call here. 870, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Bork. How are you?
Who?
Bork.
Bork. Hey, Bork, what's going on, man? I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I am from what you humans might call the future. And
sweet. What's going on in the future?
Oh, it's bad. It's real bad. Barack Obama is leader of the world. It's really bad. So I came back in time, specifically.
Wait a second. Are you sure you're not still in the future? Because Barack Obama is in charge of the world right now.
It is. I am from 2011, March.
Yeah, that's
is when I went
back. Yeah. No. We. See, you're still in the future right now. You don't understand. You haven't gone back yet.
Damn. I knew my machine was broken.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. Just chill out here in the future for a little bit. It's fine. It's warm. It's comfortable here. It's just like the present, only farther along in the time-space continuum, really. If you want to join us here in the future, the number 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour and 30 minutes. Join me. It's Thursday.
Violent man, a very violent and just killer's man. Now I have to leave this town. I gotta leave while I still can. Kept it every Thursday in the afternoon for a couple of beers in a game of pool. We should have kept it every Thursday in the afternoon for a couple of beers in a game of pool. She was pretty good too.
Patriot Greg.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back with you here on another fantastic Thursday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. Thank you all for joining me here. It's a pleasure to have everybody in the chit-chat room. Adrenaline, Beach Bump 55, Cannabis Monk, Metal Talk Radio, NWO 411, Peter Gibbons, Fanarab, She-K, Sloppy Swarm, Stuart KFC, and Uncle Bobby, who loves to follow me. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines now, and the area code 209. You're on the air.
Vince in the Bay, you know what? Are we still in the future?
Yeah, we're still in the future.
Okay, can I be in the future with you?
You are in the future with me.
Because I foresee in the future that Debbie Daly is a bitch. A bitch. She won't even take my freaking call on her radio anymore.
Oh, wait a second. You know what? To her defense, I think I heard that moment when you called in.
I just called in five minutes ago.
Yeah, I actually was listening to Debbie's show on the way home before I got on the air, and I heard her. She was talking to some woman, and I heard her going to take your call. She said, "Oh, the 209," and she said, "Go ahead, you're on the air." But I think she was having the pinwheel of death, rainbow pinwheel of death or whatever, because it sounded like she was having trouble unmuting you. And then I think she was being, in typical Debbie Daly fashion, just kind of flighty and was, you know, forgot about you, and that was it.
She's a flighty broad, that one. I just called in 2 seconds ago. 2 seconds ago, before I called this show, and I tried to get in line, and she said, "Oh, this bastard keeps calling me again. Are you freaking kidding me?"
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, Vince. I don't mean to bring this crap to your show.
It's all right.
You,
hey, you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what, man? You're more than welcome to get that off your chest here and talk about anything, dude. That's what the show's for. You know, I'd rather not have it be about talking about other BTR hosts. But if it is what it is, if you're a regular caller here, you know, if that's what's on your mind, that's what I say to everybody on here. It's You people call in, what's on your mind? I don't want you to come up with some bullshit if that's not what's on your mind. If what's on your mind is Debbie Daly and she's doing you wrong, then so be it. I'm not going to have a lot of sympathy for you. I think you're a big boy, Diesel Kilgore. I think you'll do just fine without Debbie Daly. I would just brush it off and move on, dude. Yeah, like I said,
you're welcome on this show.
You can call it. You know, you're a funny guy. You have a lot to bring to the table, but you're not funny when you're squabbling about Debbie Daly. So get over it.
Squabbling about her. I don't like her no more.
It's like Calpo regularly taking
my calls.
Yeah. It's like Calpo says, build a bridge. All right? Let's take another call. One Angry Jew, I think that's you. What's going on, dude?
What about the toe?
That was disgusting. I don't wanna know anything more about it, really. I don't want to think about it anymore. I put it out there.
That was not my room.
I don't know what. Well, it's a room somewhere, right? Is it a room somewhere that belongs to you?
It's a room that's 195 degrees.
It's 195 degrees?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it. So you were at the fucking bathhouse today with your boyfriend, and you decided to take a picture of your fucking toe.
I'm sorry. Let me correct you.
Hey Frankie, watch this. I'm gonna take a picture of my toe and send it to that guy Vince in the Bay. He's gonna get a chuckle out of this one. Check it out. Look at that toe.
I was in the sauna.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of my toe.
Yeah.
In the sauna.
Right, I know. I described it to everybody in vivid detail earlier.
Right.
It was disturbing, folks.
It was just a toe.
Trust me on this. I'm not going to divulge that to anybody. It's not meant for human consumption. Seriously, I'm doing you all a service by digesting the image myself and absorbing the horror for you all. I'm basically like, kind of like your savior here. So you're welcome.
It was just a toe.
347-826-7667 is the number. We can chop it up about anything, even the Jew's toe. I don't discriminate, unfortunately. So Kilgore, what's going on with Prankville?
I'm not doing Prankville anymore. Are you kidding me?
Are you like a free agent now, dude?
Yeah, because Ric Flair is such a kiss ass to Debbie Daly.
Right.
That flighty broad. She's a flighty broad.
I'll tell you what. Diesel Kilgore, if you wanna have a weekly spot, like a weekly segment on this show, pick a day of the week and it's yours.
All right. Well, I don't know. You got my number. You can get back to me whenever you want to do.
Let's put it this way. Anytime you're inspired to contribute to the program here, you're welcome to do so. Just don't come to me crying about whoever it is that,
oh,
you know.
Tonight is my last night of crying.
You got to leave that shit at the door, man. You're an entertainer, bro. You got to bring it, every 24/7. No, don't show any. Don't let down your guard, dude. You're an entertainer. Seriously, don't let down the fourth wall. I've seen it happen to the best of them.
I am your professional.
That's damn right you are. If I'm even pondering throwing you a bone and being some sort of official contributor to this show, then you've got to know that you've got an ounce of some sort of morsel of talent, all right?
Oh, I do. I know I do, and I'm going to provide it for you, Vince. I just need to figure out what maybe I can do. I need to sit here and
figure out the angle, bro. Figure out the angle. This is kind of like Jay Leno when he put out that olive branch to who was that guy that got kicked off of Howard Stern because he was a lazy piece of shit that did nothing?
Oh, John. His name is John something. He's the announcer guy.
Was it Stuttering John? Is that the guy?
Stuttering John. That's right.
Yeah, he got picked up by Leno. Is he on Leno anymore? Probably not.
I don't think so. I think because
Leno figured out he's a hack piece of garbage. But you know, I'm kind of feeling like that's what I'm doing for you. I'll give you a shot. I think you have something you can bring to the table. I don't know what it is exactly, but there have been occasions where I've had you on the air and some shit was going down and you had some funny shit to throw in. So.
Well, thank you, Vince. And if I turn out to be a piece of shit hack, then just throw me away like Stuttering John. I won't be scared of that.
Right. All right, let's move on, shall we? I got another call here on a 111 blocked number. You're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's me, Carl.
Oh, Carl, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Everything okay?
Things are great. Why wouldn't they be?
Oh. No, because the earthquake in Japan and the water.
What about it?
I just wanted to see if the water came in the basement.
Oh, the tsunami. I don't know if that. I haven't heard whether. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're curious as to what we're talking about here, apparently a earthquake hit Japan earlier today, and it caused a tsunami warning, and I don't know if there have been confirmed reports or not that a tsunami has actually ensued, but there have been warnings in place. There was a 7.9 magnitude earthquake near Honshu. The Japan earthquake struck at 2:46 p.m., local time. Buildings swayed in Tokyo for minutes and people ran out into the streets. At this point, there's no word on damages or injuries. So far, recent quakes in the region have not caused damage or injury, which is great news for the region and for all of you who might have loved ones in Japan. So I don't know about the tsunami warning, whether that panned out into anything, but Jesus. Like, Japan's not a very big, like, if there was a big enough tsunami, it could take out the entire damn country. And that's just, like, islands, like, up there in the Pacific. They could just go. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm really excited about the love that I'm seeing here in the chat room. Thank you, Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk. Carlito from Mexico, Desert Rose, hello darling. Frank Gabaldo, a couple of guest listeners, Matilda Blankets, Metal Talk Radio, Patty Come Home, Peter Gibbons, Fanaram, SheK, Sloppy Swarm, Stuart KFC, Three-Fourths an Asshole, and Uncle Bobby. You are all wonderful, talented, sexy, loving, caring, giving individuals, and I hope to anally penetrate all of you individually at some point in the near future. Speaking of the future, I'm Vincent the Bay. We're still in the future, and we're not looking back. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Go back to the phone lines. I have a blocked caller here. Go ahead, 111.
Vince, it's me, Carl, again.
Oh, hey, Carl, what's up? Something else?
No, I have water in my basement. Can you come over like you did last night?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Hang on. All right, let me play a song here. I'm going to go help Carl out with the water in his basement. And I'll tell you what, we'll take a little rickety break here. And I want to play something that will get everybody's nipples hard. And that would have to be something. Oh. You know what? Let's do some California dreaming, shall we? Because I'm dreaming of being with you right here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the future. It's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay.
I'd like to see you after the show. your way.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. I'm Vince in the Bay. Join me, won't you? The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and thank you all for joining me this evening / morning. And some people are freaking out about this earthquake and tsunami that's hitting Japan. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all the folks who may be in harm's way. I don't know that I've seen the news. I don't watch TV anymore. I've kind of quit television. Yeah, I'm just sticking with Blog Talk Radio and Twitter to get all my news. So if it's not on Blog Talk Radio or Twitter, it doesn't exist. But thank you all for joining me this evening. It's a pleasure to have you all here. Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Debbie Daly, Desert Rose, Fox Gabaldo, Frank Gabaldo, Desert Rose. You've got Desert Rose and Debbie Daly, the two late night lady stalwarts here. They got me crazy like a fox here. It's a pleasure to have the two. To use the parlance of the times, the goddesses, the late night Block Talk Radio goddesses, Debbie Daly and Desert Rose, both present in the chit-chat room. It's a pleasure to have them here. And, of course, another goddess, Matilda Blankets. We also have my good compatriot, my compadre, Metal Talk Radio. He also is behind the brains behind the Tiny Chat room. If you're not in the Tiny Chat, that's where the Insider Extreme is going down. Open that in another window. It's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. But watch out. Metal Talk Radio is the moderator over there, and he's pretty hardcore. And who else do we have here? We have Patty Come Home, Peter Gibbons. Peter Gibbons, that name rings a bell. Isn't that the guy from ZZ Top? Or wait, Gibbons. That's Lisa Gibbons, the chick from Entertainment Tonight, right? Fanarab is in the chat room. Shike is there as well. Thank you, Shike, another goddess. Sloppy Swarm, Stuart KFC, Uncle Bobby, and Vorpal Bite. All right. Hey, go for it. It's Vince in the Bay. Give me a call. The lines are wide open. 347-826-7667 is the number. Did you know, when I say did you, I mean, J-E-W. Did you know that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Glenn Beck, and Steve Harvey, of all people, have paid actors call into their shows? Paid trolls, if you will. Did you know this, Jew?
I am one of those paid trolls, yes. I've called three of those shows.
And you were paid by who? Who recruited you?
I can't reveal. I've been paid by three of the four.
Was it Premier on call?
No.
Okay. Because I just came across this news story. It's been very hush hush.
And by the way, it's all not true.
Well, it says last year a young man called into a radio station with a problem. He'd recently attended a bachelor party, and a friend of the groom-to-be, clueless of the unwritten etiquette of maledom, brought his girlfriend along for the ride, derailing what was supposed to be the weekend of gambling, girls, and general debauchery. The caller told his story with passion and verve and then asked the station's listeners for their advice on how to treat his clueless pal. Or at least he would have had this been a real conversation. The young man, who asked to be remain nameless in order to protect his chances for future employment, was an actor, and the staged call and a staged call was an audition. So he called into this fake radio station with a fake problem, rehearse being a fake caller into a real radio show. Like they groom people for this. You know what I mean? This really happens. Is that what you're
groomed.
Doing here, Jew? Are you sharpening your skills here on Blog Talk Radio? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're telling me? I think I figured you out, dude. You're a paid radio assassin. You get paid by these outfits like Premier On Call, that is part of Premier Radio Networks. They're a subsidiary of Clear Channel. These are the people that bring you Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, all these clowns that are making hand over fist off of this fucking Tea Party bullshit craze that they're selling to people like it's fucking Pepsi. And they're employing assholes like this guy, the one angry Jew, to come on and pretend that like they're fucking Joe Schmo off the street, who's got a problem with Barack Obama or whatever. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's pretending to be the fake liberal, who's got a problem with everybody who's got a problem with Barack Obama. You know, there's so much trolling and tactical shit that goes on that people don't even know, and they digest it on a daily basis. And you folks are finding out about it right here, live on Blog Talk Radio, and we're breaking down the fourth wall, kids. The party's over. We're taking over. All right. And if you want to join me, the time is now. Call me, 347-826-7667. And, what do you know? And we got another call here, 111. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince, I don't know if you're watching this on TV, but that tsunami reached French Polynesia, the islands over there. President O'Toole and Vice President Aaron Sivia from that island, they're unaccounted for. The Ambassador McQueen is unaccounted for, supposedly, as well. I think that's headed for California. Devastating, devastating.
Yeah. That's terrible.
You got to turn on the TV.
I can't believe it.
The Jew was on it.
I looked up anything. I got four channels. I don't have cable right now, dude. I'm taking some battle for television.
Well, French Polynesian Islands underwater, my friend. Underwater. Oh, the humanity.
Alrighty,
that. Just thought I'd share.
I appreciate
that.
Appreciate the update. That's what we're all about here, folks. We're all about sharing information, sharing insights, sharing your thoughts, your ideas. It's a melting pot. Let's take another call here, shall we? 111, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Yes, hello. It is the Happy Jew. I just want to call.
Oh.
Yes, hello. Hello, how are you? How are you?
I'm good, Happy Jew. I'm so much Jew off the air. The one angry Happy Jew.
I am home drinking my Kadem.
I will not have Happy Jew mess up my evening.
It is the big Happy Jew, yes. If I come over there
and kick you in the head, will you still be happy?
I will probably take a shit on you.
I like him. Keep him around.
I will take those little curls around your ears and take a shit behind it.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Yes, I can do that to him as well. I can use it more. I will cut his penis and castrate him and put the yarmulke where it's...
It's already been cut, you nudnik. What are you, crazy?
No. You cut every inch. You cut all 2 inches off.
I don't know if you people heard. If you go back into the archives of Ghost, the Ghost program, a ghost actually prayed to the Lord in heaven above to have him restore the foreskin to the one angry Jew. I think I might have it on tape somewhere. I don't have it queued up, unfortunately, but I'll have to track that down. I'm almost positive he did a full foreskin restoration. It was basically endowed by God. It's amazing. It's a miracle.
They gave him his 2 inches back, yes?
Yes.
Ah, so very good. I have about 4 inches. I did not cut off the tip because I want to save, because I like the big black woman.
You have a 4-inch cock, okay?
Who doesn't?
Yes, but I like the big black woman with their big asses.
Yeah, who doesn't, bro? Preaching to the choir here.
I don't like big black asses.
No, I think the angry Jew likes a big black man. Yes.
I like a nice tight ass, but I don't like a...
But you like the man's ass, yes?
I'm not a tight wad like you, but I like a nice tight ass, you're right.
Oh, no. I think you're a gay man.
Well, you can think all you want.
But
oh, Wonka, look at this. I got pictures of the tsunami coming in, just taking houses out left and right.
Hey, there's got to be a live link somewhere to a camera feed somewhere. If anybody has that, paste that in the chat.
This is unbelievable. Let me tell you something. I was in Thailand when the first tsunami hit. I was there. And I'm watching, this is bigger, I think, than what hit Thailand.
You were not in Thailand. But
yeah, I was
you
in Thailand.
Up,
shut the fuck up.
You were picking up your man or the bride?
Do you know what a katoy is?
Do you know what kadem is?
Yeah. Do you know what a katoy is?
Yes. Turn up your ass and I see a katoy.
Yeah. I wonder what other countries have been hit by this. Wow. This is huge.
It's 8.9 magnitude earthquake.
Well, the Thailand tsunami.
It washed away cars along parts of the shoreline.
Oh no, it washed. I just watched it wash away houses.
Dozens of cars, large ferries, and some buildings were swept out to sea.
Yes, but they will survive. They survived Godzilla.
They did survive Godzilla. That's a good point. They're resilient people.
I don't care if you have a cure or not. He's a cocksucker.
This is nothing. Godzilla was
this
very
dangerous. Cannabis Monk appropriately points out it's kind of a Jew-a-palooza we got going on right now. And that's right. I am not a Jew, actually, but I am moderating the Jew-a-palooza.
All right, but hold on a second. I will make you a Jew,
it's
an honorary
Jew. No, that's okay. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm circumcised as well, so in many ways, you know, I am sort of a Jew.
You are Jewish. Please have a glass of Hashem for me.
But did you see the toe?
All right, moving on. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. I do not accept pictures of creepy men's toes when they're in the sauna or whatever. That was kind of disgusting, and I don't want to be reminded of it. Thank you.
That was a sweaty toe, by the way.
A sweaty toe. Okay, yeah.
About 185 degrees where that toe was.
And it's about 3,000 degrees inside my chest cavity because my heart is on fire for everybody who's in the chat room. That's right, Beachbum55, I'm talking about you, as well as Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Debbie Daly, Desert Rose, Frank Gibaldo, Matilda Blankets, Metal Talk Radio, Patty Come Home, Peter Gibbons, Fanarab, Shike, Sloppy Swarm, Stuart KFC, Three-Fourths an Asshole, and Uncle Bobby. Good times, kids. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, it continues for another 55 minutes. Get in on it now while you can. 347-826-7667. Here's somebody that's doing it. Go ahead, 111. You're on the air.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here witnessing the devastation. It's just quite incredible. I was in Thailand when the first tsunami hit, and I was swept out. The water was torrential, if I recall. I was knocked over by a car, and I do recall I probably did see the light. The chest compressions brought me back. Then I returned, and I wrote a book about it, and I met a man who talked to the dead, and a little boy who lost his twin brother. Devastation of life.
Very well, then. So be it. Thank you. If you want to contribute to the conversation here, like I said, 347-826-7667 is the number. I also want to take a quick moment to give a shout-out to a couple people listening on the switchboard, Cannabis Monk and Fish Tank Shitter, good friends of the program. You guys laying low in the cut there. I see you. If you want to join the fun here, please, by all means, raise your hand, press 1. I would appreciate it, in fact. Don't worry, I won't bite, guys. It's all good. We got plenty of fun to come. Enjoy it. It's not a crime yet.
Я письмо достал, Николай. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Drop the charges!
We'll be right back. innovation, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time. Press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime! In the old time, in the old time, in the old time, it was not a crime!
Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime! Where is the
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you. In the friendly confines of Blog Talk Radio and my Disorderly Conduct program. It's yours too, though. It's your Thursday night live edition, in fact, of Disorderly Conduct. Open lines tonight. Thank you all for contributing. It's been fun the last couple of days here, getting a lot of great participation from a lot of callers. It's great. I encourage you to join me here. There's plenty of time to get in on the action. I'm distracted here because I'm getting logged into the tiny chat room. There I am in the tiny chat room. It's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. And there it is. But buyer beware. My dude, Metal Talk Radio, runs that thing, and he's pretty hardcore over there. Yeah, exactly. 21-16. What does that mean? I don't even. You know what? I shouldn't even look at the chat room because I don't understand what the hell anybody's saying in there. Whatever. It is what it is. Vince in the Bay here taking calls. Cannabis Monk is with me now. Cannabis Monk, what's on your mind, dude?
Hey, not much, man. Just hanging out in Tiny Chat. Glad you finally decided to join us over here, man. Good times. Just coming off a show, sitting in the dark.
I'm wondering why are you so anxious to have me over in Tiny Chat? Why do you want to see me over there? Why do you want to see my video over there? Is that...
Well, it's just nice to have you, you know, among the group. Because you know, you've been over here like every night we convene over here. And when you were gone, it just wasn't quite the same, man.
No, you know what? It's not quite the same when there's no chicks over there is what I'm saying.
Well, that's true.
I miss your hot Janelle. Your hot Janelle is not here, and neither is – we had earlier – I forgot what she went by in the tiny chat room, but Adrena was around earlier. She was getting off to an early Mardi Gras. She was celebrating Fat Tuesday on Monday. in the tiny chat room. It was pretty obscene.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the
and by obscene, yeah. And by obscene, I mean awesome. She's got some nice boobies. That's all I'm going to say. We'll leave it at that. Fish Tank Shitter, you're on the air. What's up, dude? What's on your mind?
Well, Vincent.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I was just saying hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just hanging out. Over halfway done with the show and still getting tons of calls here. This is overwhelming, kids. I'm going to have to conjure up some more coffee or something to keep up with all this. And you know what's really annoying? You know what's really annoying, though, is having that goddamn tiny chat in the background and it does that little water effect. Is there a way I could disable that? Because I swear to God, anytime somebody chats in the tiny chat, I hear this doink, doink, doink.
I think if you just like look up above where all the text is, like right next to the Facebook logo, there's a little button where you can click sounds and that'll shut it off too.
Sounds?
Yeah, dude, right above the chat window, like right below the video window, there's a little word that says sound with a little black box to it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. That just did it. That was amazing. Thank you, sir. That was brilliant. That the whole show was worth it just for that little juicy bit of knowledge. Seriously.
Glad I was there for you, dude.
Oh. It's like a huge, huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Now I can actually enjoy the tiny chat. I wasn't in there earlier because I was like, if I hear that goddamn doink noise like five more times, I'm going to stab myself. It's annoying as hell.
Yeah, if you get on a run or something like that, man.
It is really a sight to behold over there, too, in the tiny chat. Oh, you got Fish Tank Shitter, Cannabis Monk, Metal Talk Radio, who's saying penis liquor in there, Beach Bum 55, and now there's A-Train in there. A-Train's got a fro flowing now. All right, this is way too much testosterone. I just lost my boner. I gotta get out of here. It's too much. That's a sausage fest over there.
Yeah, I feel pretty isolated over here with these dudes.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. It's the trolls. They're taking over. What can you do?
Thank you very much.
They're lovely people. It's like
Charlie Sheen says, right? It's you're either with the trolls or you're with the Sheen. And, it's pretty cut and dry. I don't know how much more you can go with it.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
All right, let's take calls, shall we? 111, you're on the air. Hey, 111, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Uno, uno, uno. You're live. You're unmuted. Go ahead, dude. All right. Jesus Christ. Fish Tank, what the fuck was that, dude?
What's the matter? I'm a troll. My buddy said something about trolls. I just put it on a troll setting around it. It's just a troll.
Alrighty then. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vincent the Bay, Cannabis Monk, and Fish Tank Shitter. We're hanging out here. And I got some tunes I'm gonna get to here in a second because I want to get back in the mood. I want to try to get some ladies to be inspired to call in, perhaps. It's pretty much a sausage fest right now. If we could somehow equal out that with a little bit of estrogen, that'd be great. Debbie Daly, I'm looking at you, sister. I don't think there's anybody here on the panel that will bite you. Unless you want it. That can always be arranged. But let's liven it up here, ladies. We want some California ladies. How about that? That's what I want right now. It's not even midnight here in California. All the California ladies are out doing shit right now. They're not even around. But it'd be nice to have a Southern Belle, like say a Debbie Daly. That would be amazing. It really would be. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent LeBay. And I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Had a rough day, but that's life, it happens. Woke up on the dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kinda hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tune. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make me sick.
and the manager really ain't shit. But I can't quit, so I'm hiding in the basement, holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other always, all day. Class warfare up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warding, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. The better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell. But don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war. Cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
Cannabis Monk is here. Fish Tank Shitter is here, sort of. Fish Tank Shitter, what's up, dude?
Nothing, man. Just about to light a smoke. I'm checking out the Tiny Chat at tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. We got, what, 5, 6 live cameras right now? Get in here. What the hell?
This is great. Hey, apparently now I am now officially the Rosie O'Donnell of talk show. What?
What do you mean by that?
Carlito in the chat room says, Vince is now officially the Rosie O'Donnell of talk show. What?
You just tell him that he needs to show up. That's all you got to tell him.
I have not been washed. Despite reports to the contrary, I have not been washed away in the bay as of yet. I am pretty secure on high ground right now, and it's not even drizzling outside. It's actually dry. Yeah.
Well, you know, like those big waves, they don't come from the sky or anything. They're just talking about Japan and Hawaii and California.
Yeah. Well, people were saying that I should be on the lookout. The Pacific Ocean is really, really big. Pretty far away. I'm sure ecologically meteorologically, if that's a word, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of shit going on. But, you know, it's not – I don't think there's going to be a tsunami warning here. I really don't.
Nah, maybe not. I don't know. I mean – we'll see.
Yes, Hooked on Phonics. Thank you, Carlito. Hooked on Phonics is important. I forgot about that. I'm going to have to get back hooked on phonics. You know what? I haven't been hooked on phonics in a long time. I should get back on it. It's a good point. CNN warning. You know what? I don't believe CNN. CNN's a blow it out of their asshole. Their sources are probably Twitter. That's how bad CNN is stooped. They rely on Twitter for all their information.
They're like the TMZ of the news channels.
Yeah, they're a joke.
They're just as likely to report on Lindsay Lohan as they are on this earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. Like you watch. Well, he's not there anymore, but Larry King. I mean, he was their thoroughbred for years. And every other night is like UFOs, you know, and he's supposed to be like the standard bearer for late night sit down talk shows.
Yeah, the guy wore out his shtick 15 years ago. I mean, everybody knew it, but him.
If it wasn't for the suspenders, he'd have been gone a long time ago. That's the only thing that gave him any flair for years. He had he was the worst interviewer of all time. The worst interviewer.
Isn't it known that he feasted on the hides of his ex-wives?
I don't even know about his personal life. I don't want to know about his personal life. I don't even want to imagine that guy being naked and putting his penis inside of another woman. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's take calls, shall we? We've got a switchboard that is overloaded, kiddos. Let's take some calls. We got a 111 here. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh God, my Koala just died. I don't know what to do.
It's all right. It's going to be all right. Hey, relax. It's going to be okay. No, relax. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Concentrate on your breathing. In through the nose. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. All right. I have no idea what that piece of crap is talking about. Let's take another call, shall we? 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Billy Mays here. How you doing?
Oh, good, Billy. What's up, dude?
Good. I like to order the buy one, get one free bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Okay. What else?
But I'm still not done. I'm really hungry, and I have friends here. I'd like to get a hash brown.
Okay.
Hold on. Is there any shipping and handling on this?
Wait, hang on a second. Let me pass you over to Fish Tank Shitter. Fish Tank, can you finish taking his order? I got to go do something.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to need $14.95 shipping and handling minimum. What else do you need?
Thank you, very nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. 347-826-7667 is the number, kids. I'm Vincent LeBay. Let's go to the phone lines and 817, you're on the air.
It's Bill, brother. What's happening?
Bill Wagoner. That's right. Hey, what's going on, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, it's good. It's good. What's going on with you? It looks like we have a lot of things in the news. First of all, Hank, I just want to say something. Charlie Sheen has absolutely lost his mind. That guy, is he on crack? Has he got AIDS? What's wrong with that motherfucker?
That is the bazillion-dollar question. According to him, he's on Charlie Sheen and Tiger Blood.
He's talking about
DNA.
He's the warlock and all this shit.
Winning! Yikes.
By the way, my buddy Kevin on the line now. Kevin, say hi to Vince in the Bay.
Hey, Vince.
Wait, who is that?
This is my
DJ Kevin. DJ Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
He hosts with
DJ Kevin. Was that DJ Kevin?
Yes,
that's correct.
You're a DJ.
I'm a
like
DJ.
A, like a, like Like you're mixing records and playing dance music,
like
DJ, or like music
videos, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, DJ can mean a million things, so I'm just trying to get the right mental image.
Yeah. Like
I'm
a lot
part
of years
retarded.
You're where?
Retarded.
Did you say in the Bay?
I'm part retarded, so I need to digest things a certain way.
That's all right. So it's Charlie Sheen. I guess it's toxic college.
I'm nursing this. I smoke copious amounts of cannabis out here because I'm required to by law in California. So I'm nurturing this one half of a brain cell I have left. So I need to visual and audio cues to help me associate things so I can remember shit. So your name is Chauncey, and you're from where?
Chauncey from where? I'm up in the Bay myself.
Oh, sweet. Excellent. Yeah, I'm in San Francisco.
Okay,
what part of the Bay are you?
I'm an old DJ for the Gold Club and Broadway Showgirls and different places like that. That's right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the tsunami today, too. Looks like Japan.
I'm just finding out about this right now. I'm going off of what people are saying in my chat. You know, I don't have TV anymore, Bill. I've sworn it off.
I don't blame you.
And I've sworn it off for Lent, and I think I'm going to swear it off for life because it's quite liberating to get all your news and information through Twitter and Blog Talk Radio.
Twitter now. Come on. Why would you get through Twitter? Come on. News through Twitter? Come on.
Dude, that's
like a gossip column.
It's like
TMZ
the ultimate
stuff.
No, it can be if you want it to be, but it can also be your personal news aggregator. I follow all kinds of shit on Twitter. I don't follow just Charlie Sheen. I follow, news sources from all over the fucking globe.
Hmm.
I get news 24/7 from news sources in Sweden, Tel Aviv, the UK, Australia, Tokyo, the Middle East, you name it, dude. It's out there. You can think of, you can follow it on Twitter. You don't have to just follow porn stars and raging lunatic.
I don't know if I would trust Twitter, but to each his own. To each his own. So Obama.
You trust Facebook. Why wouldn't you trust Twitter?
Fuck no, I don't trust Facebook.
You're on Facebook.
This isn't monetized. Well, you can't get off it. So once you're on you're on it.
You can erase all your content from it, though. So in effect, you can be off of it.
Actually, no, you can't. That's actually a total urban myth, bro. You cannot. You cannot.
So you're saying they archive every single picture, every single video.
Every single picture, every single sentence, every single thing you do. Absolutely.
That's a fact.
And what are they archiving this for exactly?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg's an absolute narcissistic, wacko, freakazoid, control freak, nut job, insane in the membrane, little pussy-ass punk that has a lot of money. But why? Well, it's easy. It's that simple. What's an easy answer? Why? To get more money in these government ties, to have more marketing capabilities, to know what you like, what you don't like, so he can sell you everything he wants to sell you. So it's literally the Minority Report, the movie. I mean, it's...
I love that movie.
Track everything.
That was a fucking cool movie. I can't wait till that shit comes out where I can just like do the touch screen stuff everywhere.
But you won't like when you're walking down, knocking down the street and you go, oh, well, Vince, you, hey, we read your thoughts and shit. I mean, that's what Zuckerberg, I mean, everything you say and do, man. I mean, Twitter, for example, I mean, it's so simple. I mean, the thing about it, it's not, can't be fun or Facebook can't be an enjoyable experience for people, but, or whatever. The point is, though, is that it's, number one, controlled by idiots. Number two, it's all about control. It's all about control. It's about controlling...
gathering information.
I
don't want these.
I definitely hear what you're saying, Bill, and I think I'm on the same page with you. I have the same reservations about Facebook that you're expressing, and... You know, the only reason really why I'm on Facebook is because I personally like Twitter a lot, and I'm not really, I used to be into the whole, hey, let's put up my pictures and my videos and everything and that sort of thing. And I've kind of, you know, lost interest in it as that sort of aspect of it, which Twitter doesn't really rely on all that stuff. It's more just kind of like random thoughts and interesting links to stuff. And it to me, it's more of a mind game. It's more challenging to my brain, Twitter is, than Facebook. Facebook is more like, oh, la-di-da, look at my pictures of my baby. Oh, now he's 5 weeks old. He was 4 weeks old last week when I put up pictures. Oh, here's a new round of 800 pictures. Yeah, everybody, I'm going to use a picture of my baby as my picture avatar on my, you know, I'm over that bullshit. It was a fun novelty for a while. And the only reason why I'm on there is because all my friends that I try to keep in touch with, they're on there. They won't come over to Twitter. They don't get Twitter. Nobody gets Twitter. It's fine. It's better that way, actually.
I get Twitter. Twitter's a hell of a lot better than Facebook because it's way less personal and you don't have to worry about offending your parents' friggin' neighbor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's the kind of like now that your parents have found out about Facebook, you can move on to Twitter and keep doing what you're doing over there, you know? But whatever, it's apples and oranges, and I agree with Bill and his when he was talking about this Zuckerberg character and how he's helping promote this culture of compliance, this culture of self-compliance. Like before, you know, it was like people were worried about revealing, you know, their personal intimate details of their life, and now it's like a culture of like, oh, let's flaunt it everywhere. Let's plaster it all over the internet now to all of our friends and family. You know, people can't get enough of sharing their pictures and stuff and, you know, sharing the moment so they can post it on YouTube or whatever. Like, I go to a concert now and I'm actually kind of annoyed. I used to do a lot of concert videography, a lot. And over the past couple of years, I've gotten kind of discouraged by it because of this whole, you know, cell phone revolution where you go to a concert and all you see is just a sea of hands with their phones up in the air recording the concert. You know, it's become more about the concert. It's not even about the experience or the concert itself anymore. It's about capturing it so you can, you know, prove to everybody you were there, you know, and show how cool you were that you were there and got video of it. It's not good enough just to be there in the moment and enjoy it. Which is why I really enjoyed this stand-up comedy show I went to today. I didn't reach for my phone once. I did once to check the time, but other than that, I wasn't on my phone or anything. I was like front and center, just paying attention to the comics, and it was really refreshing to not be hunched over my. And I turned around, and sure enough, there's people in the audience like looking at their cell phones or whatever. Yeah, thankfully nobody was recording him. The different comics. At least not that I could tell. You know, but I've done so much videography and stuff at live shows, and now I'm at the point now where I'm so beyond it that I just want to just enjoy the live aspect. You know, just enjoy the show. That's what it's there for. I mean, documenting it should be left to the professionals who are there to document it. People should just, you know, enjoy it. Yeah, sure, take a snapshot, fine, but don't sit there the whole fucking show with your goddamn camera up in the air. Like, seriously. All right, let's take calls. 111, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Jesus Christ.
Me want to talk to you because it's a good way to find out about things.
Oh, Cookie Monster. Hey, what's going on?
Me going to ask the most important question of all.
Yeah.
Do you have cookies?
I do not have cookies.
What kind of cookies are there?
Wait, is this Yoda? Who is this?
Mike.
That's Cookie Monster, man.
Mike.
You're Mike?
M-I-K-E. Mike.
Oh, Mike. That's what I said. Did I stutter? Jesus, Mike, you're very abrasive. What's your point? What are you trying to get at here?
What kind of answer is that?
All right, I can't understand a fucking goddamn word he's saying. All right, next caller, 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, I'm trying to listen to the show. I don't want to talk. Hang up on me, I command you.
347-826-7667 is the number, kids. It's Vincent LeBay. I'm taking calls for, unfortunately, about 12 more minutes here. And then I will go into the good night and probably dope and masturbate. But I don't want to get ahead of myself here. I'm here for you. Join me now, won't you? 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay. I have another 111 here that I muted a while ago, and I forgot who it was. 111, who's this?
Yeah, Vince?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, hey, it's Frank Galata.
Hey, Frank, what's going on?
Listen, is this, I don't know if I have the right show, is this Pray the Gay Away?
Who?
Is this the show Pray the Gay Away? Do I have the right show or no?
No, it's Disorderly Conduct.
Oh, God, this show's crap. I got to go. It's crap.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. We've got plenty of time to take calls. Cannabis Monk, wake up, bro. What's going on over there? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, man, just hanging out here in the dark.
You are,
I ended my
literally.
Show.
I know.
Yeah, I just ended my show and cut the lights, and now I'm just kicked back in the dark and just relaxing.
Oh. I missed your show tonight, man. How did it go?
We had a pretty crazy show. It was good. We had a Goofy Bone called in and spent some time with us, and we had Fish Tank Shitter with us. And oh man, we were over in we had our tiny chat feed going, and Fish Tank Shitter made just the most off the hook fucking cannabis raspberry bars that were they were just fucking amazing. And he shared them with everybody in Tiny Chat. It was awesome.
Sweet. Some edibles, huh?
Yeah, it was great. It was fucking great. Yeah, if our listeners didn't hop over to Tiny Chat, they completely missed out. Completely missed out tonight.
Good times, bro. Yeah, I was busy. I was over at this stand-up show. It was cannabis related. This guy, sure you've heard of this guy. I don't know how to say his name. I forget how to say it. Ganeo. I don't know. I just give up. Doesn't matter. This guy's he's a noted cannabis comic. And he was, like, puffing outside before the show and then, like, encouraged everybody to come out and smoke with him after. And literally, like, people were just puffing with him on the street. It's San Francisco, so it's legal here.
Yeah.
Literally. But it was cool. This guy's really funny. I can't do his comedy justice by trying to regurgitate his jokes and stuff, but he's really good. I'm going to see if I can find his Twitter page again.
I started seeing if you can find something on him. Just drop me the link in Twitter. I'd like to check him out.
Ngayo. Ngayo? Ngayo. I don't know. Here, you're in the in the chat room, right? Here you go. Check this out. This is the dude I saw tonight. He's like a noted 420 comic. He actually runs his own magazine. He's the publisher of West Coast Cannabis, I think it is. I forgot the name of that exactly. But he's funny.
Yeah, everybody was kind of wondering tonight. They were like, did Vince go AWOL? Or, yeah.
No, I just was doing shit, dude. I was at the comedy club.
Hey, rock on, man. Out socializing. See, that's, yeah.
There was a couple of comics that opened up for this guy, and it was interesting, very interesting. I think stand-up comedy would be a serious challenge. I would like to try it, actually. I think that takes a lot of dedication and a lot of practice just getting used to being on the mic in front of strangers to begin with.
Right.
Which is kind of like what I was thinking. I'm like, well, I kind of do that every night here, but it's different when you have like that sort of impersonal, when you're on the internet or on the radio or on the phone, there's a certain sense of separation, and it's something you can kind of, you know, the theater of the mind is something that you can hide behind.
Exactly. Exactly.
And when you're open naked on stage with nothing but, you know, a light on shining on you and a PA system that's sitting there with a bunch of people staring at you in real time, that's tough. And it's tough enough to try to entertain people like Fanarab. I mean, Fanarab really pushes me hard, and I appreciate Fanarab. I know it's very boring for you, Fanarab, to listen to this program. Once again, I shared that story earlier about the paid call-in people, the paid trolls that are paid by the bigwigs, mm-hmm. like Rush Limbaugh and all them.
Yeah, well, absolutely true.
I do the same thing here. It's an old trick, trick of the trade. And Fanarab, actually, I have to admit, Fanarab is a plant by me. In full disclosure, Fanarab is a plant, a provocateur, if you will, planted by me in the chat room to sort of make people be more sympathetic towards me as a broadcaster. You need hardcore trolls and critics to make you. It's sort of a good cop, bad cop sort of thing.
Uh huh.
But instead of on air, it's just, you know, inside the chat room.
Well, isn't that androgynous little fucker that was on the show this afternoon? It's that same person, isn't it? I was thinking it was
right.
The same person.
Exactly. Yes. Well, you realize that pretty much. Tipped my hand right there. I mean, it was just you, me, and Fanarab, because
yeah,
obviously I pay Fanarab to be there and critique me every night. And you need this. You really do need this. I encourage people, if you're a host on BTR, you want to get your own trolls. There is trolling software. I know that's available, but I do it the old-fashioned way. I just employ people. I'm not like Debbie Daly. I can't go out and buy a whole network and employ a whole legion of trolls, or like Bill Wagoner, you know, with his legion of trolls himself. I just have to do it on my own here. So, sort of a one-man band type of scenario.
Actually, not a bad idea. I might have to implement that, man. I hope you don't mind.
All right, so we've got some callers on hold. 5 minutes to go. Let's fit these calls in. 111, you're on the air. Yeah, 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's you.
Listen, Spanarab.
Spanarab.
About me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not paid. Are you paying me?
Yeah, you.
Where's my check?
You're you're billing me like
I got the invoice. Because you've been bringing
I got the invoice here, and the invoice, sir, this gentleman, Fanarab, I'm not going to divulge his real name because I'm a professional.
Exactly.
But
you don't pay me, I pay you.
He invoiced me for $325 for last night's show.
Wow,
right,
damn.
You know what? Your show is full of shit, man. Full of shit. I don't know why
That's
I tune
right.
in. I like the smell of fecal matter, maybe. But I try to push you, and you treat me like this. How dare you, sir? How dare you? I'm one of your biggest fans. Not anymore. You ain't going to have me to push around anymore. I'm leaving. You apologize now, and I will stay. You don't apologize, you could kiss my black ass.
All right, Fanarab. I apologize.
I don't accept it. Fuck
I
you,
jumped,
man.
I jumped to a conclusion there.
You know,
I
hope the tsunami gets you, man.
I assumed, and obviously...
You assumed incorrectly and thus made an ass out of you and me.
Exactly. Thank you. You beat me to the punchline. I appreciate it. And I do. I don't know if you listened to everything I was saying there, Fanarab,
yes,
but I was commending you on the fact that you are a harsh critic. And I don't. What I don't get is you act as if you're a longtime listener and you've seen the show devolve into something that it wasn't before. But Fanarab, I've only seen you in the chat in the last like 4 days, dude. I don't know what name you've been under before, but I have no evidence that you've been listening longer than a week.
Listen, I'm willing to bury the hatchet. I'm willing to push you harder. You know, I'm like Apollo Creed and Rocky, the Rocky movie. I pushed you. I want
to
push you, man.
I've seen it. Well, you know what? You know what, bro? I didn't like the Apollo Creed movies. I like the one where Apollo Creed fucking died, okay?
Yo.
I liked Rocky IV. Rocky IV was my shit. I grew up on Rocky IV.
You like the Russian
Rocky.
Kicking your ass.
I must break
James,
you.
The James Brown.
What you like?
The James
what
Brown.
Like?
The James Brown. Rockin' number during before the fight. Living in America. Are you kidding me? That's the fucking ultimate height of.
You more Rocky V. I see it in your eyes, or maybe Rocky VI when you fought that AIDS guy. That Rocky Guns or whatever.
Yeah, no, it all went. No,
Tommy
Guns. Everything before and after Rocky IV is crap, all right?
No, your show's crap. If you don't fix it, it's going to be crap.
All right. 347-826-7667 if you want to get in on the action. We got 1 minute to go on the live show, but we will go into OT if everybody wants to stick around. One Angry Jew, you have something you want to add here?
What the fuck you listening to that schmuck for? Fanarab.
Fanarab. Well, I wanted to find out. I wanted to find out whether or not he was in possession of a vagina, and I think he is.
Maybe. Well, did you see the live feed? They gave you the link.
It is. Wow. He stormed off in a huff. Well.
I gave you the live link. Did you watch it?
Where is it? Oh,
it
yeah, I see it. Hang on. Whoa, that was a JPEG. Wait, no, 3/4 an asshole. I don't want to 4chan. No, I'm not fucking clicking on that.
You're not, huh?
No, that's not your link. Give me another link. Wow. Oh yeah, Breitbart. Okay, he's got it. Right on. That's Larry. That's your friend Larry who's streaming that. You know.
Fuck Larry. I don't give a shit.
Oh shit, we're not live anymore. Good night, everybody who's listening live. Oh boy. What a bowl of crap I have to fucking deal with here with these Fanarabs.
You don't have to deal with a Fanarab. I don't know what the hell you're talking to him towards, a chip bag.
I want to give him a shot. I want to give him a shot. You know, I'm not about not about to be like British conservative who runs his show like a fucking dictator. I like to give everybody a shot, you know. A shot of cum in their face, a facial, if you will.
Holy Christ, what a fucking trio on that broadcasting thing. Oh my God. Look at that. This is like the bad Hollywood squares. I mean, look at that fucker on the right. It's Hollywood Squares. Remember Hollywood Squares?
Wait, what guy on the right?
That beach bum fucker on the right. Look at him with his remote control and a lollipop in his mouth. You know what? If you want to be Telly Savalas, shave that fucking head of yours.
Are you talking about the tiny? I'm not even over there, dude. I don't know what's going on. Let me go check it out. You're talking about the tiny Chad, right?
Yes. It's frightening.
Yeah, I don't know why you torture yourself. It's all dudes in there. It's a goddamn sausage fest. I got that. Oh, wait a second. My bad. No, we have Muff. We've got what's her name? Debbie Daly's Muffin. Muffin. Hey, Muffin.
What's a muffin?
Okay. That's Debbie Daly's co-host or whatever from the UK or New Zealand or wherever. I don't know where she's from. Hey, baby,
wait,
how you doing?
Is that Chrissy, the one with the potty
Chrissy,
mouth?
Yeah, Chrissy. That's right.
Is that
Chrissy
the one that is? Chrissy with the potty mouth. Look at that.
No, she's cute. I like her. I like Chrissy. She like has her wireless headset on, and she just like toots around
she's
the house.
She's eating a monstrous fucking thing of ice cream.
And she like shows her cleavage in the camera sometimes, and she's just kind of like all over the place. She's cool. She's fun. I don't know what your problem is, dude.
Uh-huh. Fucking potty mouth woman sitting there eating ice cream out of some big trough. Like, I don't know what it is. Is
that
what they do
over
there?
Actually, I would love to indulge in some ice cream straight out of the thing.
Yeah, look, now she's going to the refrigerator for more.
Yeah, listen. Bring it back, sister. Bring
Hold
it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Jew, I have... Are you familiar with all these new people that have been invading my chat room recently, like Carlito from Mexico?
Yeah, they're B-tards. They're B-tards. They're 4chan.
These are all 4chan people? Yeah.
Yes. I have tried to shoo them into their hole, but they're not going.
Why have they taken a sudden interest in me? Out of nowhere, why would they suddenly be interested in me?
I want to know what the muffin just showed me. It looked like a bunch of laxative. What was that, chocolate laxative or something like that? That's how you keep the weight off, right? Keep crapping that stuff out as quick as you can shovel it in. Look at the peach bum, always eating something. Like Telly Savalas over there with the hair. Jesus Christ. Take a good look at
Telly Savalas. He's like Telly Savalas with hair.
With the hair.
Yeah, that's a brand new one. He kind of looks like, you know what he looks like right now? He looks like an older version of Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Oliver,
You know what I'm talking about? The Brady Bunch.
Maybe it is Oliver.
After the Brady Bunch already jumped the shark, they added that little cousin Oliver character. Like, that's probably, in fact, he could be the actor that played Cousin Oliver, for all we know. He's probably living off the royalties, sitting on his ass at home watching BTR shows on the internet, living off the royalties of his Brady Bunch days as Cousin Oliver.
I'm warning my cousin in Los
I don't
Angeles
care. I think Muffin looks fabulous. I think she adds a lot of color and flair to the proceedings here. I'm sorry she didn't join the show. Oh, Muffin, I don't know what the deal is. I pressed open mic on Tiny Chat. I think Tiny Chat's just really weird and buggy and stupid.
Yeah, right.
But
you're, the only thing she's not eating is a muffin. Look at her. She's eating everything in the fucking kitchen. Who is this woman?
Muffin, I don't know if you can hear the Jew. He's him and I are still broadcasting on the air. You're not listening to that, are you? You hear me, but you don't hear the Jew. He's insulting you. I'm not going to tell you what he's saying. But
yeah, she's typing away. Look at everybody with their little devices sitting around. You know, fucking cannabis. He's got a cigarette in his hand. He's the only one with something prior to Web 2.0 in his hands. She's got a fucking blender, something or other. She's shoving it in. Look like she's shoving the food in from everywhere. Watch her. She'll eat that webcam in about 5 seconds.
You're easily amused, aren't you, Jill? Are you really? That's
amazing.
You're fascinated by the tiny chat. You just can't get enough of it, can you?
Because you got these windows into these people's lives.
It's fun, isn't it?
Some things should just not be seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I got this guy with the mixing bowl haircut on the right, the beach bum. I don't know what his story is, aside from giving money to the whatchamacallit. Where's Benjamin Solomon tonight to tell everybody that the Jew is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist? You know, he's a well-known 9/11 conspiracy theorist. And I did enjoy the happy Jew, but I don't know. What the fuck? Yeah, she's Chrissy the Dane from The Assholes. She's an asshole. There you go. You can see an asshole in person. Actually, I'd like to see her asshole just to see if there's any difference. Blog Talk Radio took a dump, huh? Let's see.
That's weird. I don't know what's going on. I'm ending the show. It's Vince in the Bay. Thanks for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, for Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. Until then, join me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I love you. Good night.
Spend out on the floor.
I don't know, winning anyone?